We should be getting used to this Bible reading now. This is the third week for the same reading. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. The first week we looked at a little bit of background on Micah and considered some aspects of what it is to do justly. Last week we looked at what it is to love mercy. And today, what it is to walk humbly with God. And I can assure you it's something I don't know much about. I've got a handout here, which was sent to me during the week. Particularly the one on the left-hand side, Tell Them God Loves Them. And it's about a man. There's enough for one each. About a man who I consider a fairly humble man, Bishop Desmond Tutu. And as I read it, I thought, this is good. So, you can read it while you're listening to me, or you can take it home and read it. But to walk humbly with God. The big, big topic. And I would say that there's very few people who know what it is to walk humbly with God. Because in our nature, we want to be preeminent in everything we do. We want to say, look at me. Look at what I've accomplished. Look at what I'm doing for God. Rather than see what God is able to do through me. It's all about Him, not about me. Now, there was a time I was invited to speak somewhere, and I think you've probably heard this before, but I woke up feeling very unworthy. And I phoned Warwick, my oldest son, and said to him, son, I don't feel that I can speak at this place. I'm not worthy. And he said to me, Dad, God can only use broken vessels, because that way what He has to say can leak out. And yeah, there's such powerful words there. What He has to say can leak out if we're broken. And I want to be a broken vessel. And I think each one of us here would want to be a broken vessel that God can use to build His kingdom. Because that's what it's about. We were instructed to build His kingdom. And Jesus said He would build His church. I think sometimes we got it wrong because we've concentrated on building the church and neglected the kingdom. To build the church is Jesus' responsibility. To build the kingdom is delegated to us. as servants of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now that is probably best affected by humility. I look at Mother Teresa. A woman who was known throughout the world for her humility. She judged no one. How quick are we to judge people? I look back even further at St. Francis of Assisi, a man who came from a wealthy family. And turned his back on it because he found a calling from God to live in poverty, actually, because wealth for him was a problem. He had wealth and he just turned his back on it to walk with God. The first commandment. Does anyone know what the first commandment is? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That is a command. Now, how often does wealth, health, status, position in society, what other people may think of us, how often does that take priority over our relationship with God? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. If you've got another God, then you can't be walking humbly with God. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Now, this was said to the northern kingdom of Israel. And they, of the two kingdoms, the southern and the northern ones were pretty much rat bags, want of a better term. There was very little honesty with God. There was pride in who they were. But they suffered some pretty heavy blows as well. And here's Micah saying, it is required of you to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. They weren't acting justly. They didn't love mercy, and they were not walking humbly with God. David was a man who came from the southern kingdom. David was a man who sinned many times. He was a murderer. But he was called a man after God's own heart. Why? Because David knew what it was to repent of his sin and to humble himself before God. You can read in Psalm 51, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." That was after he'd taken Bathsheba and murdered her husband. And the prophet Nathan came to him and gave God's judgment upon him. And David humbled himself before God. Do we humble ourselves before God? We need to. Not once a week. Not once a month. Not once a year. Not once a day even. Continually. Because only then can we walk in a state of walking humbly with God, a state of humility before God. Only when we recognize that in our human nature we have constant and continual failings that are part of us, that are part of the original sin, the rebellion. We must come before God and say, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. God, let me be a broken vessel. Let me be open, that what you put in may come out." See, a vessel that is broken, shattered in pieces, can't be used for anything. But a vessel that is broken and then put back together is what can be used. Let us be broken vessels. Let God break the sin in our lives. Let God break rebellion, judgmental attitudes. Let him break us. And then let him put us back together so that he can shine through, so that he can flow through, so that what he puts into us can flow out, because he's put his Holy Spirit into us. And his Holy Spirit flows through us. Let us walk humbly with God. Unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. Unto the only wise God be glory and honour and majesty and power, now and forever. Amen.